Now, normally when it's pre-Halloween, I'm not throwing ahead to Christmas things. However, there is a very good reason why I will talk about Christmas today with Tyrion, who joins me in the studio. We are talking about a gift box project, just getting in the spirit of giving. Tyrion, you are organising a whole project, you and a group of volunteers, the gift box project. Tell me a little bit about this project and the gift boxes. Where are they going to go?
Well, thank you for having me. The boxes will go from this area to Moldova, Belarus and or Ukraine. They go into some of the worst countries in Europe for poverty. Moldova is the poorest country in Europe. And of course, Ukraine have a problem with wars. And they actually take these boxes to the children who are living in the war zones in Ukraine, which I think is amazing.
It's quite a logistical challenge, surely.
Yes. But fortunately, it's not me that organises that part of it.
You're staying on this side and organising the collection of the gift boxes. So this is what we're talking about here, and this is what we are reaching out and appealing to people to help us out with, and it's to put together some of these gift boxes that will be going over to some of the children there. Tell us about the age of the children that these will be going to.
Well, the boxes are aimed at children between 4 and 14, which sounds an amazing age range.
Yeah.
But it does work, actually, because we have pictures of 16-year-old boys playing with a little teeny car. He's so excited because he'd never had a toy in his life before. Imagine getting to 16 and you've not had toys.
Kind of missed that stage.
Yes. Yeah. And so what you put in the boxes, we tend to make it for the middle range so that it'll go both ways.
I see.
Yeah. So it's school age from, say, 5 to 10, 12, that sort of age group. There's jigsaws, there's puzzles, there's all sorts of things you can put in. We always put in the soft toys. Everybody loves a teddy bear, as we say.
I see. But practical items as well. And we're talking things like for school, and also hygiene items are really good in there too, right?
The most important thing I would say that to put in these boxes is the school items. Because if they don't get an education, it just becomes a vicious circle. They don't get an education, so they end up back maybe in the fields or doing nothing. And their life becomes the same as their parents, their grandparents and so on. So we put all the school things in, books, pens, pencils, erasers and pencil sharpeners. They are very important. That's the base of the book, the box.
That's really important, isn't it? And quite exciting as well to have that equipment as well when you're a kid, to be able to have that, because you can then compare with friends at school. It is as exciting as the toys in many ways. Now, I mentioned that this happens kind of around the Christmas period, but it's not actually a religious thing, so no religious items in there.
Absolutely not. This is a humanitarian affair. We do nothing but take boxes to children. It is not the organisation, which is the Mission Chrétien pour la Paix de l'Est, who decide where they're going to take the boxes and who they're going to give them to. It is the bureaus of humanitarian affairs in the countries or the social services.
I see. So we're just saying no religious items in there.
Absolutely.
And I mentioned Christmas because it's very much sort of at this time of year, but it's not necessarily related to religion and Christmas at all.
No, we call it gift boxes.
Absolutely. So we've looked at what needs to go in the boxes. You've been doing this for a few years. I think it started quite small.
26 years.
26?
Yes.
It started off as a small project.
It did start off as a small car.
It's grown.
With a group of scouts. And we got into La Chatte, was the first school that we were in. Mm-hmm. And then we progressed to another one because one mother told another mother and then another mother to another mother. And we ended up with, at the moment, we have 12 schools. And a new one has just joined us again this year. So, yes, it's progress through there, but it's also progress through the population around here. A lot of the English-speaking group never had an opportunity to do things like that because they didn't mix in with the French, or there was the problem of languages, where this brings them into their own zone, shall we say, where everything we do is in English.
I know that you've got a whole list of places where you can drop off your gift boxes on the website, as well as print off a list of all of the things that ideally will be in each and every gift box. What kind of thing would you recommend that people put all of these things in terms of an actual box?
Well, the boxes we use are six bottle wine cartons. Nearly everybody has those around. I have to say, though, the champagne bottle ones for six bottles of that are slightly better quality. But that nobody buys me that. No, we use wine bottles because anything really that's had glass in is strong.
Mm.
Shoe boxes went out a while ago because they're a bit feeble these days. But wine bottles, and we don't have any problems around this area trying to get hold of wine cartons.
Very true. Even if you don't drink yourself, you can go and pick up a few of those boxes and without any issue. What's the website with all of the info then and all of the full lists?
It's giftboxproject.ch.
Lovely. Thanks
very much. It's in English and French.
We'll make sure that that goes up on our website a little bit later on. Tyrion, thanks very much for telling us about the Gift Box Project. You can also simply just Google Gift Box Project, but we'll make sure links are up there as well. Tyrion, thanks.